there were two strangers, each alone. Two sorry souls in Gotham City, a place as cold and hard as stone. Without compassion, love, or pity. But on the internet one night, they both were reaching out for something. A little comfort or respite or some distraction in the night. Lord only knows, but they found one thing. They would find instant passion. Never was there a couple so unique. They would find instant passion. And so begins the tale of Michael and Monique. Their emails dancing back and forth, twinkling connections out in cyberspace, until they both agreed to meet. And Michael stumbled out to find her place. And from the phone booth down the block, he dialed the number she had given him. And from the window near the top, she spied this lanky man and let him in. He climbed the stairs to her abode, and when he laid his eyes upon her, he saw a woman there so lush. He felt a quick hormonal rush, and then he knew he was a goner. He felt that instant passion, falling under her spell and her mystique. And she knew instant passion, a feeling so strong for Michael and Monique. How can we blame them? How can we chide them? Trying to quell such a fire burning inside them. But while rounding a couple of bases in strong carnal intent, Michael found he and Monique both shared the same equipment. And 6 months later, here they are. An outdoor cafe out on Bleecker Street, sharing a whiskey and cigar. Two men too much in love to be discreet. And as for Michael, rest assured, no disappointment is detectable. He's found when human beings conjoin in matters of the heart or groin, it's advantageous to be flexible. So here's to instant fashion. Here's to reveling in brand new vistas and erotic cycles. Three cheers for instant fashion. If you're stuck in a grind, try a nice open mind. Maybe one day you'll find instant love like Monique and his Michael.
Thank you very much.